But I praise God. I greet the church. I greet my Pop Bishop and Mother Sister Noreen and ministers and the whole church in Jesus' name. I'll make this try and make this as short as possible. But it's an encouraging word. I mean, I was missing for church for about 4 weeks or so. I went away on holiday for my birthday. I'm not saying how old I was. But I went away, and when I came back from my holiday, the day after, my car wouldn't start. And we called the AA, and they started my car. And they said the battery is actually dead. And long and short of it, someone stole my car. One day after my birthday, after when it came back, and it was long because we had to take the car to the police pound. Listen, if you ever have your car taken to a pound, it's better you don't, because the rigmarole we had to get the car back was unbelievable. It was quicker to get through customs in the airport than to get the car back. I'm telling you, it was really, really bad. But long and long and short of it, thank God, 2 days, they found the car. I think they tried to change the battery, but the car wouldn't start. But thank God we got the car back. And in all of that, I was trusting God. You know, sometimes when you're going through things, you feel like, well, God ain't there. You say, why me? Why us? Why at this time? Lord, I just had a great time. All of a sudden, this happens. They're like, wow, really? Seriously? Is there no let up? You know, but, you know, it keeps on coming. But you know what? The Bible says, whom God chooses, yeah, he will chasten you. And if he loves you, you know that things will be coming. And things will come when you want them and when you don't want them. But I thank God. And then the following week, I was trying to come to church, and I got a pain in my leg and I actually couldn't move. Couldn't leave the bed at all. I was in bed for about 3 days. And I said, Satan, it just felt like it was an attack. It just felt like it was a serious attack. And all things were going from my mind. I can't go to work. What I'm going to do? Bills have to get paid. All I can see in my mind is that, you know, these people have the metal bars around the leg, and you're like, oh, for God, I'm going to have that around my leg. No, I'm going to be off the work for about 6 months, a year. That's it. I'm finished. But you know what? You know, it's important, as we've been hearing about our brothers and our sisters and our people that love God, that we look out for each other. Amen? I'm guilty that I don't always do, but I know that when God puts a person in my spirit, I will pray, I will call, and that's how we are to be. And even in the midst of that time, as God gave me a few things to even encourage myself, I want to encourage you also. And one was that the word God put in my spirit says the word must be a reality to you. Because if the word is just something that we read every day, we just become churchgoers. The word will just be words on a page. You will come today, and as soon as you go through the door, you will cuss everybody out. You'll forget about the message, and you'll just go on like you normally do. And the following week, you have to call Bishop, I'm in problem. Can you pray? And it's just a cycle like on a merry-go-round, isn't it? But when the word becomes a reality in your life, it's different. You need to take on the word, and the word has to be life. Amen? And Lord gave me a few things, and my brother spoke this morning. You know, he mentioned one of the things. And one of the things God gave me, well, gave me a few scriptures. One was humility. God said we must be humble. And I looked at myself, and I said, look, there's times when I haven't been humble, things go wrong because flesh steps in. But when I'm humble, when I know in my spirit I'm humble and I'm there to serve, I know that God will direct me. There is something innate about my spirit that God, it comes from my belly. It says, my Bible says, out of your belly should flow rivers of living water. But when the spirit of God is in you, you begin to see your brother and your sister. Scripture verse, Galatians 5:25, it says that we should walk in the spirit, doesn't it? We should live and we should walk in the spirit. God gave me that because I know when we walk and we live in the spirit, I will see my brother. I will see my sister. I'll be sitting there, but you will see your brother and you're like, my brother needs help. My sister needs help. But when I'm not humble, I can't see you. Who do you see? Yourself. You begin to look at yourself and the things that are around you. But when you begin to walk in the Spirit, God opens your spiritual eyes that is around you, and you begin to become so supernaturally understanding the things that are around you. The natural man can't see these things, but the Spirit of God will show you. And therefore, here will you be at work, my sister needs a prayer, my brother needs a help. And he also gave me another scripture. He said to me, Sam, I said, God, how am I going to keep him moving? Because there's times when I don't feel you around me. Sometimes I just feel like I just want to just don't bother pick up the Bible and read. Sometimes I just like, you know, God, and that's it, I'm finished. But you know what? There is something deep in me that is holding me. I don't understand it, but the Spirit of God is holding me. Even when you don't feel like no one's holding you, I feel God is holding me. And God is taking me into the desert time, in desert place where it's just you and God. How many's got that witness? There's times when you've been in a desert time and you feel like nobody can help you. But guess what? Sometimes I enjoy that time. You know why? Because it's me and God. Because God will pull you out into places. Oh, sorry, I have to make this short. God will pull you into places where it's just you and him. Sometimes I believe that God will allow certain things to happen to you physically to get your attention, because you could be sometimes too busy to even hear him. So sometimes he needs to trip you up and say, look, I need to talk to you. And it's only at times he says, God is calling. So God began to talk to me, and he said, Sam, also, he said, you should meditate on me, on my word, day and night. Psalms 1, verse 2. He said that you must meditate on his word day and night, and you should be like a tree. What? Sorry, let's turn to that. Sorry, let me turn to that. Yeah? By the rivers of water. So it's important that we follow God's word. Amen? Stick me up, doctor. I'm coming. But it's something that God put into my spirit, because I know that I will survive. You will survive when we take the word. When we take the word and we eat the word. And the word becomes a reality. And only then, when the word becomes reality, you begin to see the fruits of it. Verse 2, it says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. So we need to meditate in the word day and night. Give time to the word, and the word will give time to you. As you give to God, God will pour more into you. But if there is no space for him, then the devil will give you something to do. Your mind will be on the TV. How many times when you actually feel like, you know what, I don't want to pick up my Bible, and you get stuck in a script? But doctor was saying, sometimes you get stuck. You know, you get a series on Netflix and you can't get out of it, and you have to watch the whole thing. Sorry, it must be just me. Yeah? Yeah? We get stuck. But we know deep down your spirit is saying to you, pick up the word and spend a bit of time in me. Yeah? But that's how the enemy keeps you. He keeps you on the Netflix. Or you go on Facebook and you just check it for a little while, and you think, okay, let me check this one thing, and something else keeps your attention. And then there's something else. But the Bible says that we should meditate on what? What? Day and what? Okay. So that means that I need to pull myself into the word and grab myself and say, Netflix, no. What is more important to me is the word. So I need to pull myself up. Last one, it says that I should what? I said pray without ceasing. First Thessalonians 16. Verse 16, it says 16, 17, and 18. It says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all things. So I should always rejoice. Even when I don't want to rejoice, I must rejoice. I must raise my hands. The Bible says, I will bless the Lord at what? At what? Even when you don't feel like it, I must do what? I must bless the Lord. Now, that's a recipe for me. And lastly, well, there's two things. Lastly, in Ecclesiastes 4:12, it says, a threefold cord is not easily broken. And that's an encouragement for us brothers. And you know that there's in when they make cars, they go for a stress test, don't they? They check to see whether the car is worthy, where the car will be able to be put on the road and so on. Do you know that we go for a stress test? God will take you through a process and you feel like there's only one strand left. And you wonder if that strand is broken. But when you think the strand are broken, the Holy Spirit will hold you. God will hold you. He said, I will never leave you. Never leave you comfortless. He will hold you. Even when you think no one is holding you, he will hold you. And lastly, one more scripture. Oh, Lord, help me. Finally, my brethren. And this is an encouragement in Exodus 17, verse 8. And it was Amalek when they fought Israel in Rephidim. And Moses had to go out and he had the rod. And as long as he held up the rod, what would happen? He would win the battle. And guess what? There's times when we're holding up the rod and we're saying, God, we're winning. But there's a time when you feel that you can't hold up anymore. And what does God do? He sends your brother and your sister to hold your hand up and says, look, you can still win. You can still come through. But that's what God has done for you, my brothers. That even when you feel you're not coming through, God says, I'm going to hold you up. My sister, when you feel you can't come through, God said he's going to hold you up. So hold on to the word, because the word is true. It is life, and it shall accomplish what it says in Jesus' name.